Hey, welcome everybody to Getting a Grip on the Michigan Business Network. I am your host, Mike Maddox. I am thrilled to be with you today and talk about EOS and how to get fundamentally strong in the six foundational elements of your business. More importantly, to hear from business leaders on how they have done that, how they are doing that, how they are getting strength, getting 80% to 100% stronger in these foundational areas. And I'm really thrilled to have with me today a guest, great company, great person. Been excited to have you on the program for a while, Ryan Henderson, owner and CEO of ACNE Rentals. Ryan, welcome.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to do this, and I've got a lot to share, so I'm pumped up.
Absolutely. We're excited to get into it. And so before we dive into some of the meat and potatoes of EOS and foundational strength, why don't we start, though, with you telling our listeners a little bit about ACNE if they're not familiar with the company?
Absolutely. We are an independent equipment rental company. So we rent equipment out, you know, to homeowners, contractors, anywhere from a drum sander all the way up to, you know, anything 20,000 pounds. So a compact telehandler, excavators, mini excavators, skid steers, big wood chippers. So, you know, we rent to anybody, you know. So if you're a homeowner, you've never rented a piece of equipment before, we have that happen every single day where you have somebody that comes in and they want to rent something, they're intimidated. So we'll rent it to them. We've got contractors who rent that stuff and run it every single day. So they're very familiar. So we do that. And we have, you know, the company's been around since 1967, and I've been the owner since 2004. That's the second generation. And we just continue to grow and sort of work within our niche that we have of, you know, helping, you know, the local economy and the local everything grow in our community. We love to see new subdivisions, new commercial buildings going up, and we love to be a part of that. And that's what we're excited about is, you know, take a lot of pride in seeing buildings that we know that we didn't do it ourselves, but some of our equipment was on that site and helped make that happen. That's pretty cool.
And I think you mentioned this, but two locations, right?
Yeah, we have two locations in Lansing. So one in the east side in Okemos and the west side in Grand Ledge. And so, yeah, that's what we do. That's who we are.
And, you know, maybe a little bit about the uniqueness of ACNE, knowing the company as well as I do. Talk about what makes you a little different than maybe some of the large equipment rental places, or maybe the equipment rental you can do at like a Home Depot. I mean, you fill a unique niche. And why don't you expand on that a bit? Because that'll resonate for folks that are listening to us.
Absolutely. So, you know, where we fit in is we're an independent rental company, so we're not a dealer. So we don't sell any equipment. We just strictly rent, which is very unique in our marketplace. So we really, really take a lot of pride in that. And we feel like we can serve our customers better that way because we can provide the equipment that the customer wants. We don't have an affiliation with a huge equipment manufacturer that says, hey, you know, you need to have all of our products on site. You need to sell them and rent them, even if those aren't the best products, but you are, you know, obviously they have a lot of leverage over you. And so we don't have that situation where we aren't compromised in that regard. So we feel like that's really puts us in a unique position to provide absolutely the best equipment for our customers. And so they'll get the best price and the highest quality, you know, for their job. So,
and a high level of service along with that too.
Yeah. So, you know, we cater to the small contractors. And we also, the other thing is short-term rentals. So a lot of these bigger companies, they, you know, if somebody wants to come in and rent something for a half day or for a day, you know, they have inside sales staff and they have counter staff that they can do that, but that's not really their area of expertise. Their area of expertise is having their sales guys go out and call on these jobs in person, walk into a job trailer, take, you know, a site supervisor out to lunch, and, you know, have them rent out 15 pieces of equipment for 7 months at a time. And so it's more hands off where, you know, our customers, we want the guy that just wants to rent something for a day or for a half day. We want that guy. We want the guy that, you know, is just starting in this business. And we take a lot of pride in, we want to help people grow their business, you know, and we have every single year, we have guys that are just startup guys, whether they're out of college, out of high school, starting a remodeling landscaping company. And when they start, they have nothing. They own zero pieces of equipment. So they come in and they rent stuff. And we sort of see it where it goes in phases where they grow their business to where they can afford to buy stuff. And then they grow to the next level and they don't have enough equipment for their needs. So then they start renting from us again. So we love being a part of that and seeing these guys grow their business. And we, you know, can always remember when they started off, they had zero, they had nothing.
Right.
And, you know, that's sort of what we want. That's, you know, what differentiates from like a Home Depot is that, you know, Home Depot has the same kind of rentals. They have the smaller tools and the shorter rental terms, but, you know, they have employees that they might take from the paint department or from hardware. Yeah. And say, hey, you know, we don't have anybody covering the rental department. Go cover the rental department. And so just it's a body there that's, you know, just so it doesn't look like there's something there, but it's not really anything of significance because they don't have the knowledge or the helpful advice to really answer the customer's questions. And, you know, or if they do take something out and have an issue, they're not going to be able to call that person and say, hey, you know, this is happening or that's happening. What do I do? We know what to do. We know how to answer those questions. And we've been through that. And, you know, our experience, you know, we've got guys that have been here for a long time, guys and gals that have been here for a long time that, you know, we know what to do. We know the, you know, potential issues that somebody might have. And so that's what separates us, I feel, from everybody else.
Yeah, well said. And I think that, you know, that fits in. It's right along the lines of understanding. And you can tell listening to you how well you understand the core. It gets into the core values of what ACNE is. Also gets into your core focus, your purpose, cause, and passion to help that early stage contractor, that smaller contractor, that do-it-yourselfer, the guy with a pickup, right? And a dream.
Yes.
And I've heard you say that.
Yeah.
And that comes through loud and clear, and that level of service goes with that. So thank you for going through that. So been around a long time. I said 1967, if I've got that right. How is the business different today on EOS than it was prior to EOS? What are some things that you've noticed about the business that have changed?
Well, we started with EOS because, you know, we had consistently and successfully grown the business each and every year since, you know, post-recession. The Great Recession, 2000, probably 11 or 12. We got to a point a couple of years ago where it felt like it wasn't as fun, you know, and the margins that we had were still good, but they weren't great. And we just felt like we were sort of struggling. And it felt like we were maybe getting the same result, sometimes sadly a little bit less of a result, but we were working and felt like 10 times harder. And just the energy that we were using to try to do that was significant. And we felt like something's got to give. Like, we are at a point where, you know, you almost feel like this isn't sustainable. You know, how are we going to continue to grow the business? And, you know, you sort of make a choice at that time. Do you just want to just ride it out and just sort of, you know, bump along at where you're at? Or do you want to continue to grow the business? And so we made the decision that, yeah, we want to absolutely grow the business. And I was turned on to EOS by some business friends that I have in a group that I belong to. And they're all equipment rental guys, very similar size business to what we have. And a lot of the guys had started like before they joined the group, and then some had implemented it after joining the group. And I just saw the hesitation for the guys that started after they joined the group, the hesitation to start, and then their attitude in them speaking so highly of it afterwards, where they're like, this has made a huge difference, has really changed the business and the trajectory of what we're going to do. And, you know, I was still just, you know, I think I had to get to a point where we needed it as a company for me to really like look at it as this is going to be the method and the tool and how we're going to get to where we need to go. And so, you know, we went from, I would say before EOS to now, you know, I don't want to say the dream had died, but sort of like what I thought was possible, that had sort of, I felt like, you know, a huge slice of humble pie came my way. And I'm like, well, maybe this is all that there is. Maybe this is it, you know. But now I feel like we have that dream again. We have that vision to be able to take the next steps to get to where we want to go. And, you know, that's, you know, the EOS, you know, you put everything systematically, you know, you put it down and you've got your short-term goals, your 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, 10 year, and all the key metrics that you put in there. It gives you that framework. And then the other part of the system is the fact that it gives you the operational functionality and operational tools to really, really push through with the L10s and the organizational chart and doing like the quarterly conversations and, you know, holding people accountable. So, you know, literally that's the traction that you get, have the framework in place, and you really hit the ground running, you know, and you really, really move along at a quick pace, and but an efficient pace and a manageable pace. And that's what we've seen, is that we're, you know, sort of the idea of growing the business to a level that we wanted to originally is back, and we have the tools in place to achieve that. That's exciting.
Yeah, very well said. I mean, and if you're listening to us and you're not familiar with EOS, Brian, you touched on a couple of really important themes, which is, you know, all businesses eventually hit that ceiling. They hit multiple ceilings. And you have to, at that point in time in your business, you either grow or you die. I truly believe that. You can tolerate hitting the ceiling for a while, but eventually you're going to go one way or the other. And I hear that from other companies too, and other clients, that I like the way you said it, and I'll probably borrow that. I felt like the dream had died, right? And you just didn't feel that same sense of motivation. And that is humbling as an entrepreneur. That's humbling as a business owner. But then to get that back again, that vision is cathartic, but it's only meaningful if you pair it with traction, with the tools and the operating system and the methodologies and getting the right people in the right seats and getting the right metrics and the meeting pulse, the things that you mentioned. That's what gives you the ability to hit that vision, ultimately, to be moving forward, to break through that ceiling. And that's what the whole system is designed to do. So if you're not familiar with EOS, that sums up the purpose and why I love it and what I experienced personally and what I'm seeing with other businesses like AC&E. So thank you for explaining that and going through that. I think that's very well said. What would you say, flipping it a little bit, so that's what it's done for the business. How about you personally, as a business owner, as a business leader? How has EOS impacted you?
I guess, you know, I talked a little bit, you know, from a, you know, personal standpoint, at least it, you know, the, like you said, the dream, you know, it had died. And so it has, you know, sparked another, you know, like a lot of motivation in me to want to go out there and do that. And it has given me, I guess, I don't want to say like it has eased my mind, but it has given my mind that focus again that I used to have, where I was just like, I felt like before I always had an edge to what I was doing, and I was just like so driven and so focused to get to where I wanted to be. You know, I felt like that was very dull, you know, before we decided to go to Traction. And so, you know, from a personal standpoint, it has, you know, re-sparked the, you know, the drive and the motivation to go out there and do things. And, you know, where I find myself before this, you know, before EOS, like on a Sunday night, I'm sitting at home, I'm like, I don't know if I want to go in the office tomorrow. It's Monday, you know, yeah. But when I was younger, yeah, and I was just getting going, it was like, I couldn't wait. I wanted to go to bed. I wanted to show up to work, and I wanted to try to work towards my goal, you know? And, and so that's been very, very helpful. And I mean, from a personal standpoint, it's just made me, I feel like everything is, you know, my personal life with my family, with my wife, with my kids, I just feel like all the relationships are better because I'm at ease with and understanding what's actually happening, as opposed to just always having a gnawing question, like, you know, what's wrong with me? Like, why can't I figure this out? Why can't we continue to grow the business? There's nothing wrong with me. It's just, we didn't have the tools in place to achieve that. And so that's really, really helped.
That's a good point. I mean, it's extremely hard to be the best you can be as a husband, father, in your family, with friends, personal life, when as a business owner, and business owners will relate to this, when you feel that weight constantly crushing you down, right? And that takes away that joy that we all felt originally as entrepreneurs when we got into business of, I can't wait to get to the office. I've got so many ideas and things I want to do and move this thing forward and grow it. And when that weight starts to crush you, it's suffocating. And I love the fact that part of the transformation that you hear time and time again is the weight was lifted. There's a structure, there's a methodology, there's a framework, there's a system in place now. That, you know, not to say that it's not going to require your hard work, it will, but I don't have to feel that pressure anymore, like I'm running in quicksand, right? That's the way I used to feel prior to US. It's like I was constantly running in quicksand. I didn't feel that way anymore.
Right. And I agree. I would say, like, before I was running on UOS, which is like the unique operating system, which the way that I see the world, you know, and having with EOS and having it with an enterprise, and it's a framework. It's a system that I didn't create. I didn't come up with. And it's something that everybody can use and apply in their own business. So I felt like I wasn't holding up, you know, my world all by myself. And so now I feel like I've got, you know, the burden is being shared, I guess. And so it definitely has helped, you know, with that.
So I like that UOS. I'll use that too. So are there particular tools that stand out? You mentioned a few already. If, you know, for listeners that maybe aren't running yet on EOS, the L10 meeting is how we run our meetings. Very intentional, very structured, with the intent of every meeting needs to create value. We're not just going to meet to talk. We're going to create value and action items and solve issues. Are there others that stand out to you as you've gone down this journey?
So yeah, the L10 is definitely has helped, but I would say, you know, as simple as saying the organizational chart was really, really meaningful for our company. And being a small company with not a lot of employees, you know, we've been to locations for a very long time and had employees here, you know, that are very loyal and have been around for a long time. But over the years, you know, all of the job roles that we had created as we've grown, you know, have been tailor-made to that individual, their personality, and not actually what they should be doing, but not what a store manager should do, not what a rental yard manager should do or a mechanic should do. It's like, okay, what can this person do? Well, they're really good at this. Their unique skill set was the job description. And that's not fair to, if we're going to scale the business and grow in layers or in locations, how am I expected to have, if I've got a store manager that has a unique skill set and we have a job description fit around his personality, I can't clone that individual to go work at a different location. So
it's not scalable.
It wasn't scalable and it wasn't fair. And so we really had to sit down, and it was awakening for me to say, like, we've been doing this wrong. And that's part of the inefficiencies and sort of the ceiling that we were hitting our head up against was, well, wait a second, our job descriptions, from like as basic as that sounds, are very limiting and not helping us, and we can't grow, you know, and that's one of the biggest things.
And you're in good company. I mean, every client that I work with, that is an eye-opening experience when we do the accountability chart for the first time and start building that out. When we say we start with structure first, not people. So we forget the names. We forget the current job roles and the current titles. And we build the structure that's best for the business. And that's completely eye-opening because most of us didn't do it that way, right? Not intentionally. We just kind of morphed into the structure we had.
Yeah.
So I love the fact that you touched on that. Is there any advice that you'd give to entrepreneurs that are thinking about EOS, maybe have read the book, or are maybe early in their journey? Are there some things that you'd throw out there as nuggets of wisdom? Yeah, a little over a year and a quarter into your journey, made enormous progress in that year and a quarter as a business AC&E has. What advice would you give?
For the guy who's thinking about doing it, I would say read the book, but don't try to understand the book at a very deep level and then try to implement it yourself, because it won't work. Like, read the book and understand it and understand the concepts and sort of what they're trying to accomplish, but then hire a coach to help with every single step along the way. And I've had people in my business group, my rental business group, that have, one person in particular, they didn't want to pay for a coach. And so they, you know, read the book a couple different times, their management team read the book, and then they tried to implement it themselves. And I can tell just by conversations that he has with the rest of the group who is doing, you know, traction, that he's definitely not on the same page. Like, he's approaching it a totally different way and not the right way. And so he's spinning his wheels a lot. And so he's not really going to get that traction. He's not doing and using all the tools properly. You know, it's like, you know, like he's got like a bicycle tire on a Corvette, you know, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. And I'm glad you brought that up, because, you know, if you're listening to us and you're not super familiar with how it works, EOS, all the tools, the framework, the structure, we give it away. So it's out there. You can go out, you can buy the books, you can get the tools, you can get all of it yourself, and we give it away. So theoretically, a business can implement EOS without an implementer, a professional implementer like me or others. The downside of that is, you want somebody who's objective and not in the weeds of the business day to day to help guide and coach you and facilitate and draw things out of you. And what I've always said to leadership teams that I work with is 99% of the time, all the answers to all the issues are right there in the room, and a good coach will get them out of you. But when you're too close to it, it's hard to do that. Plus, you don't have the advantage of knowing the tools and knowing the system as well as a coach would. Like anything else you do in life, if I want to become better at golf, really, and I want to get serious about it, which I have to date not really gotten serious about it, but I'd get a coach, right? I get somebody outside to give me advice and input. So I think that's a really good point. You bring that up, but it can be done, but you know, you'd advise against it. So I appreciate that. Last question I have for you is a personal question about, and I ask this on every podcast, if there's a song or a poem or a movie scene or something that motivates you or that you've used to motivate your team, something that comes to mind, I'd love for you to share that with our listeners.
I am a, I guess, sort of past tense now, but a huge Nick Saban fan. You know, when he was a coach at Michigan State University, I was, you know, an undergrad at Michigan State. And And I actually coached his son, was like a fourth grader. And he went to my old high school. And so I coached his son on like a basketball team. And he would show up sometimes. And it was always intimidating, just his presence. You know, if he was the only parent sometimes that would show up. Much practice, you know, as busy as he was. And, you know, I always had this really a lot of respect for him, even though a lot of people didn't. And so I guess I sort of, a lot of the things I try to do is, you know, just that perfecting the process, like with EOS, everybody knows it, you know, and same thing with, you know, his football programs, everybody knew his system, but nobody could replicate it like he could, because he was, every day was a perfect day. Like he had to win every practice, you know, he was, after achieving success, even the smallest little mundane task or fundamental of doing something, he made sure that people perfected that part of the process. And I feel like that's how I've sort of approached, I tried to anyway.
I love that. That is great. I had a guy I was talking to last week. We were talking about the importance of practicing business fundamentals and business tools. And he happened to be a boxer in his former life, professional boxer. And he said, you know, it'd be like not using the tools, not practicing fundamentals in business would be like a boxer saying, I want to become the light heavyweight champion. And instead of going to the gym and practicing my footwork and practicing my body skills, practicing my punching skills, my leverage, I'm just going to schedule more fights. I'm just going to do more business, right? It doesn't work that way. You've got to get back to practice the fundamentals. And guys like Nick Saban are a great example of that. So thanks for bringing that up. Thanks for being on. This has been a fascinating conversation, Ryan. I appreciate it very much, Ryan. Ryan Henderson, the owner and CEO of AC&E Rentals right here in Lansing, Michigan. Beautiful Lansing, Michigan. Thanks for being a guest.
Thank you. It was my pleasure and I enjoyed it. Thanks.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. You've been listening to Getting a Grip on the Michigan Business Network. Stay tuned for our next episode. We will catch you on the flip side.
Do a double take, see me on fire, see that I can break. Knew I'd be great, knew I would rise through all of the pain.
When you fly Lansing, you are just one stop away from over 500 amazing global destinations. The Capital Region International Airport, your gateway to the world. Visit flylansing.com for more information.